The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
Good night and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Who knew so much flipping would finally come along? So let's review to the tune of a fitting Tom Lehrer song. First there was Papadopoulos. His Russian ties caused quite a fuss, but the White House played it nice and coy, saying he was just the coffee boy. Who's next? Then Michael Flynn had to resign, but he didn't squeal, so that was fine. Then Rick Gates flipped and spilled in court all the dirt he had on Manafort. Who's next? Mueller next put pressure on Richard Pinedo and Alex van der Zwan. Then Weisselberg, Trump's CFO, what he must know about the dough. Who's next? Suddenly it's getting direr. The owner of the National Enquirer, which made us need a fact checker, because his name really is Pecker. So many secrets to reveal, that's what you call the art of the squeal. Next to plead guilty is Michael Cohen, who might flip to the way it's going. Finally, we're celebrating Manafort's cooperating. Who's next? Will Ivanka and Jared join the band to re-architect their tarnished brand? Maybe Lindsey Graham, but odds are slim, because God knows what Putin's got on him. Who's next? Will Eric and Junior show remorse? Will Melania say, I vaunt divorce? With all the outrage Trump's inspired, will the voters finally say, you're fired? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Lauren Mayer. Yeah, she's on a roll. You know, Lauren Mayer had cut back on her original comedy parody songs to once every other week, but I guess she just had so much material, they were just coming to her in her sleep. So that a little nod to Tom Lehrer. Who's next? As the world turns, it is a soap opera, isn't it? We were expecting, I don't know what we were expecting, but, you know, on Friday afternoon, we're always expecting a document dump of some sort. There was nothing that came down Friday afternoon that we weren't aware of. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on towards the end of last week as we learned the identity of the person who wrote the letter to Congress. She gave it to her Congresswoman, Anna Su, who turned it over to Dianne Feinstein, who sat on it for a while. I guess she was afraid of not of exposing Dr. Ford, who wrote the letter, who wanted to remain anonymous. But as things tend to do in Washington, the letter leaked. The existence of the letter leaked first, and you knew it was just a matter of time before the identity of the person involved were to become public. And she did. Now, with mostly Democrats leading the call to postpone the vote on Kavanaugh, which was supposed to happen on this coming Thursday. But yesterday, they invited Brett Kavanaugh back for a Q&A session, as well as Dr. Ford, who is also was invited. The difference is, though, apparently Dr. Ford hasn't yet accepted. She hasn't yet said that she will testify on Monday. Those details, I guess, are still being worked out. But the vote that was scheduled for Thursday, well, that's it's got to be postponed because they're having the hearing on Monday, which comes after Thursday. Even Donald Trump can, you know, probably figure that one out. So, question is, what happens with Brett Kavanaugh and his nomination to the Supreme Court? Should it be scuttled? You know, attempted rape is a serious charge, and I don't know. You know, the president is doing one of his 2+2 pressers. He met with the president of Poland today, so they made remarks, I think, out in the Rose Garden, and I was watching some of it. Of course, then it was getting close to showtime, so I had to turn it off. But I know Laffey is watching the presser. I saw the first question. It was I was recording it, but there was really nothing to take. If he comes up with something that we need to know about, I'm sure Laffey will fill us in when she joins us. Because after all, it is Tuesday. And on Tuesdays, we get together with Gotta Laugh. We go through her Twitter feed, and we shoot the shit about the news. And it gets stranger and weirder and crazier each day these days. And I guess it's a matter of time to see how this presidency plays out. I can't see Trump with his mercurial she stopped listening. I don't blame you, Laffey. We'll talk about it anyway. You know, the question is, how long does Trump last? There are people who are already saying he's gonna resign. Obviously, nobody knows for sure because nobody has a working crystal ball that I'm aware of. You know, things are in flux. At least it gives us something to look forward to, doesn't it? Anyway, why don't we do this? We'll take a time out. We'll do our pre-recorded What's News while I get ready to bring Gotta Laugh on the show. I got to start, you know, going through Twitter. So quick look at the news and back with Gotta Laugh next on the Nicole Sandler Show at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network. I read the news
today, oh boy. It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of attempting to sexually assault her in a confidential letter to members of Congress has come forward. Christine Blasey Ford, a professor at Palo Alto University, told The Washington Post that she feared Kavanaugh might inadvertently kill her as he held her down and groped her while they were both high school students around 1982. MSNBC's Ali Velshi has more.
Professor Blasey Ford identified herself speaking out to The Washington Post. She told the paper that during a summer in the early 1980s when Kavanaugh was in high school, his friend watched as, quote, Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed and her back on her back and groped her over her clothes, grinding his body against hers and clumsily attempting to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing she wore over it, end quote. When she tried to scream, she said he put his hand over her mouth. NBC News has not spoken to her directly. Kavanaugh offered a fresh denial, saying in part, quote, I have never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone. And a White House official tells NBC News that Kavanaugh says he wasn't even at the party in question. All Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, as well as one Republican member, say Thursday's vote on Kavanaugh should be delayed. But one Republican member is not changing his mind.
Do you think that any of these claims are legitimate?
No, I don't. I think this woman, whoever she is mixed up.
Wow.
Both Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford will testify at a hearing on Monday. Trump backed his Supreme Court pick despite the allegations, dismissing a reporter's inquiry about whether Kavanaugh had offered to withdraw his nomination as a, quote, ridiculous question.
With all of it being said, we want to go through a full process. I have great confidence in the U.S. Senate and in their procedures and what they're doing. And I think that's probably what they're going to do. They'll go through a process and hear everybody out. I think it's important. I believe they think it's important. But again, he is one of the great intellects and one of the finest people that anybody has known. You look at his references, I've never seen anything quite like it. So they'll go through that process and we'll get it done. I don't know. It depends on the process. I'd like to see a complete process. I'd like everybody to be very happy. Most importantly, I want the American people to be happy because they're getting somebody that is great. I want him to go in at the absolute highest level. And I think to do that, you have to go through this. If it takes a little delay, it'll take a little delay. It shouldn't certainly be very much.
Democrats are demanding an FBI investigation of Ford's allegations and evidence. Stay tuned. The flooding from Florence continues to wallop North and South Carolina. The death toll Tuesday morning was at least 32 in three states. The cost in the Carolinas alone could reach $22 billion. Responding to calls from House conservatives to release information tied to the Department of Justice's handling of the Russia probe, Donald Trump on Monday ordered the declassification of documents and text messages he believes can bolster his assertion that former FBI Director James Comey, former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, former FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok, and Justice official Bruce Orr took investigatory steps that were politically biased against his candidacy in 2016. The president also ordered the release of a federal court order that approved surveillance of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. NBC's Ken Delanian reports.
This is not normal. And that's what I'm focusing on right now. You know, having not seen the actual documents that have been declassified, I've never before seen a statement from the White House ordering the declassification of something that the intelligence agencies were not ready to declassify. And that's going to have huge repercussions, I think. Look, you know, there are reasons that these agencies have not yet been signed off on making this information public. There could be reasons of sources and methods and other sensitivities. And the president has the absolute authority to declassify anything he wants. But the idea that he's doing that potentially over the objection of his own agencies is incredible. Now, what they're doing here, I was just listening to a speech that Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, gave a day or so ago where he was predicting that this would happen. They are trying to establish that the FISA warrant on Carter Page was almost entirely the product of the Christopher Steele dossier. To me, this whole thing has moved so far from that at this point, with a cooperation agreement from the president's campaign chairman and so many other people who have been convicted and are now cooperating with this investigation, that Carter Page FISA seems almost irrelevant at this point. But it's become a bête noire on Fox News and other places to show that this investigation is illegitimate. And Donald Trump has now taken a very dramatic step to advance that cause.
At the Emmy Awards Monday night, Best Actress in a Comedy winner Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel gave an important, though non-controversial, bit of political advice.
And one of the things I love the most about this show, while I have you captive for another 2 seconds, is that it's about a woman who's finding her voice anew. And it's something that's happening all over the country right now. One of the most important ways that we can find and use our voices is to vote. So if you haven't already registered, do it on your cell phone right now. Vote, show up, and bring a friend to the polls. Thank you so much.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate. Hey, we have a new fundraiser. I told you about this last week, that I was going to open up again the Nicole Sandler Show bookstore, because I get all these books. I get to interview authors and get pitched on interviewing authors, and I wind up with a bunch of books, both that I've talked about on the show and some that I haven't, but that I figured some of the listeners of this program might be interested in. So if you go to NicoleSandler.com, under the main logo, you'll see, I think, the second heading over on the menu, it says the Nicole Sandler Show bookstore or something like that. You can click on that or just go to NicoleSandler.com/book-store. I put up, a dozen or more titles over the weekend. I will be adding to that list. So if you don't see anything that floats your boat immediately, keep checking back because you never know which books will be added. And if you want one, all I'm asking for is a minimum donation of $10 per book. Of course, you can make it more than that if you like, but that'll cover my postage and add a couple of bucks to my coffers, as it were, because it is a fundraiser. So feel free to go. You'll shoot me an email. Tell me which one you want. Tell me that you've, you know, either put a check in the mail or you're doing it through the website donation, and I will get the book off in the mail to you. Okay, so feel free to email me with any questions, Nicole@NicoleSandler.com, or at the website. It links to the contact form. Okay, all right, let's read, people. Let's read. All right, you know what time it is now, don't you? this time.
And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Ah, yes. Every Tuesday we get together with Gotta Laugh. We shoot the shit about the news because there's so much shit in the news that it takes a lot of shooting to cover it all. don't ask me what that means. But first, we got to get her on the phone. Hello.
Why, yes, you've reached the Trump Supreme Court nominee hotline.
Ah, okay, cool.
Press 1 if you think Trump said, "This Kavanaugh guy is only accused of groping one woman. I do that before breakfast."
Yeah, he does. And he brags, too.
Press 2 if you think Ivanka said, Daddy, this is just another stupid witch hunt. Kavanaugh did this in the 80s. Way back when you were only just starting to get all grabby. Daddy. Sorry, I just choked up. Press 3 if you think Trump insists that any SCOTUS nominee privately share any and all tips on sexual assault.
Ah, you did say tips, not tits, right?
I said tips,
okay,
with a
there,
P.
There we go. Okay.
P,
just checking. Just making sure.
He took it out. Do you know that quote from Seinfeld?
No.
Oh, we have to discuss the new Stormy Daniels book, and you'll understand why I said that today.
Oh, yes.
Mushrooms.
Oh, yes. Mushrooms galore. They magic
so
mushrooms.
My new thing that I got from my pal Saturnine on Twitter is a mushroom emoji followed by R-U-M-P. So it looks like Trump. But there's that mushroom as the tea.
That's funny.
It has a certain appeal.
Those who don't know, do you have the description from Stormy Daniels' forthcoming book? Because I have it here.
I do too. Okay. I have from The Guardian. Is that what you're looking at?
No, actually, I have. Well, Howie Klein tweeted it out.
Go ahead and read that.
The Stormy Daniels quote. She's got a new book coming out beginning of October, so we're about, 2 weeks away from it. Here's the quote. "Like a toadstool, I lay there annoyed that I was getting fucked by a guy with yeti pubes and a dick like the mushroom character in Mario Kart. It may have been the least impressive sex I'd ever had, but clearly he didn't share that opinion."
They're such a cute couple, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's go to it because I have so many tweets today that I just can't believe it.
All right. Now,
I did get some from the presser, so we're okay.
Oh, good.
There.
Okay.
After I stopped listening, it went into I don't know, trade issues or something. I don't even remember, but I've got Daniel Dale's whole feed, so we can check in with that. But anyway, starting yesterday, just with a quickie because I liked it. And then I'll bring us to today's.
Do we not want to let the birdies loose? Because they get
testy.
Oh, I
forgot all about the birdies.
They get very testy if I don't let them out of the cage.
Of course.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
The funny thing is, Robert Hill in the chat room says, "I've been seeing references to mushrooms today. Didn't know why." Yes, you will see references to mushrooms and to Mario Kart. Is it Mario or Mario?
I think it's Mario, but what do I know?
I don't know. My daughter used to always yell at me and tell me I was saying it wrong.
Well, I don't know. I used to play it with the boys, but they never corrected me. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're all wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ari made a point of saying that he showed a Judiciary Committee now moving forward with new Kavanaugh Ford hearing Monday, and there was a release, and they spelled hearing wrong.
Oh,
it says H-A-R-I-N-G, hearing.
Unbelievable.
So, of course, everybody made red herring jokes. But how stupid.
Unreal.
How stupid. Grassley, you suck.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Not at all. I have a tweet of my own that I included because I haven't heard that many people say this, if any.
Okay.
All sorts of these pro-Kavanaugh people are mocking Dr. Ford's lie detector test, which pretty much shows that she's not afraid to take one and that she's not afraid of the truth. But,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting all kinds of trolls, a ton of trolls this week about this, making fun of her. Oh, lie detectors aren't admissible, blah, blah, blah. And I said, did they mock Trump and his advisors when they discussed using a lie detector test to find the anonymous op-ed author from
right.
The New York Times?
Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, good
so,
point.
So, oopsie, a little hypocrisy going mm-hmm. on there. Mm-hmm. Lawrence O'Donnell, Republicans are on a losing streak. Okay, so first it says, Justin, Democrats on, this is NBC, Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee call for the Republican chairman to include more witnesses in Monday hearing with Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. Quote, there are other relevant witnesses who should be questioned under oath in a public setting. And he said, Lawrence O'Donnell said, Republicans are on a losing streak. First they didn't want a hearing. Now they're fighting about who will be allowed to testify.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're afraid to have her, that guy of all names, Judge.
Yes.
The buddy who was there. They're afraid to have him come in, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so. But he, if he was there, he was an eyewitness. Now, obviously, judging from his writings, he probably doesn't remember very much.
Right. But right. He blacked out, he was probably.
There. Right. And he wrote a whole a book about getting shit-faced drunk while in high school all the time.
Right. So I don't know how reliable he'd be, but, you know, all three of them are going to have memory problems for one reason or another because it was 36 years ago. But you don't forget something like that when you're the one being attacked. You know,
right.
I remember something that happened to me when I was 17 in college. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nearly as scary as this, but it was scary when one of the baseball players, he ended up being a professional, he was a big guy. And he drove me up to a secluded area. I didn't know he was going to do that. I thought we were going shoe shopping, which we did.
They
do,
always try to get you with the shoe shopping thing.
Yeah, that was interesting. And he attacked me, and he was all over me. And luckily, after a few times of my saying no or stop it or pushing away or whatever I could try to do, and it was very, very difficult to do because he was huge, he did stop. And I never forgot that. I was terrified. So I can't even imagine how she must have felt. So, yeah. Anyway, this is the next one is what I sent you the video of.
Uh-huh.
So I'll read the comment and then you go ahead and play the video so they understand exactly what was said. But Josh Marshall tweeted out, Kavanaugh spokesperson / activist says, it's not clear that the incident was attempted rape as opposed to just rough horseplay.
Yeah.
And then he reminds us, just to give you some context here, that the lady who is in, or I don't want to call her a lady, she's a woman, the Judicial Crisis Network.
Her name is Carrie Severino.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Judicial Crisis Network is the central campaign arm behind all of the GOP judicial confirmation hearings. They're the ones who run the ads.
That's right. And she was all over TV yesterday. This clip is from CNN, but I had seen her on MSNBC earlier in the day. And I knew who she was, I'm saying, you know, and she was on with another Republican and a journalist who's supposed to be sort of neutral. And I was yelling at the TV. It's like, could they have somebody on with reasonable point of view? But she's saying the same thing. But so here's Carrie Severino on CNN.
I do want to ask you, though, Carrie, if Christine Blasey Ford's story is true, if it is credible, would that be disqualifying for Brett Kavanaugh to sit on the high court or disqualifying for any nominee?
Well, look, her allegations cover a whole range of conduct from boorishness and to rough horseplay to actual attempted rape. And so obviously, if you go to rape, yes, that is a really serious allegation. But we don't. This is why it'll be useful to have this hearing so we can even figure out what some of the specifics on those allegations are. I want to make sure, though, that hearing doesn't turn into
though,
the same.
I don't think anywhere in there she's saying this is boorish horseplay at all in her letter. I don't think that's at all what she's suggesting.
She's certainly implying that it's attempted rape, but I think you have to look at there's a 35 years of memory that we're trying to play with here. And I'm saying that the behavior she describes could describe a whole range of things. I know her perception of it was one way. I'm just saying I think we have to get all of the facts. That said, Judge Kavanaugh says this didn't happen at all. So under any interpretation, he says, no, that I was not at a party like that. This didn't happen, period. I'm just hoping we have a hearing now on Monday where both sides can speak and be treated respectfully. That's not what we saw during his confirmation hearings, with protesters standing up and shouting, 200 people arrested, with the senators themselves, frankly, making a spectacle, making this more about
Carrie,
their own campaign than the actual question.
Yeah, she definitely had an agenda going on TV yesterday.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I said, she was all over. She was on at least two MSNBC shows. There she was on CNN and just, you know, being an apologist for Kavanaugh. By the way, breaking news, I guess after you left the presser, somebody asked. Here's from The Hill. Trump Tuesday expressed sympathy for Brett Kavanaugh, saying the Supreme Court nominee does not deserve to face the sexual assault allegations against him. Trump suggested the accusations are politically motivated and criticized Democrats for not raising them earlier, but stopped short of directly questioning the credibility of Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got a couple of tweets that refer back to that. Not you, that's more thorough. That was a much more thorough description than the tweets are. So good. Michael Gillette, who's that guy we always talk about and don't quite know what he does.
Right. He's a guy.
He's a guy who tweets well with a blue check next to his name. And he said, if you think Brett Kavanaugh was just a kid at 17, but that Tamir Rice was a dangerous thug at 12, you might need to rethink what it is you're really defending.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yep.
Yeah. Amazing how that happens. Harold Itzkowitz, who is he's in tech and media, and he is also a film critic, and he quote tweeted Grassley saying, "I'd hate to have someone ask me what I did 35 years ago," and then he says, "Well, let's start with 27 years ago when you were trashing Anita Hill."
Ooh.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one. And Grassley can go suck a mushroom. Okay, so Ken Thomas, he's a White House reporter for the AP. He said, Trump on whether FBI should investigate Kavanaugh accusations. Quote, "I don't think the FBI really should be involved because they don't want to be involved. If they wanted to be, I would certainly do that. You know what? He's the one that tells them to be involved. If he gives the order, they will investigate. He won't, so they won't."
Right. I hear you.
This is a big deal on the news right now. It's been coming up a lot. That quote, "Oh, you know, they don't want to do it, and that's not really their job." It is. It's exactly what they do. And all they need is the boss to say, "Can you do this for me? Thanks." And they'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's he can make it happen.
Absolutely. He has to make it happen, or it doesn't happen. They don't do it on their own. Now, they could do like a little revolt and refuse to do this or that or do something on their own. But he has to order them to do this investigation or they are not. They by the way, one legal reporter said they are. No, it was a you know who it was? Oh, gosh. Ned Price, I think it was. Somebody said they are on. There's a word for it, but they're on the ready. In other words, they prepared themselves for the order that Trump could give.
Yeah.
Apparently they have to do that. They have work to do in order to get to that point, and they have, and they're just waiting for him, and he won't do it. So everything he said in that statement that I just read you was a lie.
Okay.
Okay. Chloe Angel, she's with Huffington Post. She said, quote, "She was drunk. This rape is her fault," unquote. Oh. Next quote.
Who said
that? "He was drunk." Wait, no, this is just a fake quote.
Okay.
She was drunk. This rape is her fault. Then another quote. "He was drunk. Oh. This rape isn't his fault."
Right. Yeah.
That's everything right there.
It's right there.
She was drunk. It's all her fault. Mm-hmm. He was drunk. It's not his fault.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is everything. Oh, God.
That's hypocrisy for you. Hypocrisy is a picture of the Republican Party mascot is in the dictionary next to hypocrisy. In case you're wondering.
Ryan Goodman, who is former special counsel for the Department of Defense, he says, one, Kavanaugh was never at the party. Oh, I'm sorry. He's quote tweeting over Southpaw, New York Southpaw, who's also an attorney. And Southpaw says, Kavanaugh denied the incident absolutely, says she was never there. To his credit, he personally hasn't tried to minimize the seriousness of the allegation if it were true. Yet this rape culture horseshit is all over TV for some strange reason. And so Ryan Goodman says, one, Kavanaugh was never at the party. Two, even if Kavanaugh was at the party, he didn't do anything like that described by Dr. Ford. Three, even if Kavanaugh did do what Dr. Ford described, it could be described as rough horseplay. What a sinking ship.
But here's the thing, and I'm looking for, I saw a tweet on it. I don't know if I can find it again, so I'll give you a paraphrased tweet. How does he know he hasn't been to the party? It was never said when, where, and, you know, the
date.
That's
coming up. I've got one on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I absolutely, you are spot on with that. I do believe I have one coming up a little bit. Okay, so Susan Collins tweets this out.
Yeah.
I'm writing to the chairman and RM, what does that mean? RM of judiciary? There's got to be, somebody know that? RM?
Know.
Anyway, of the Judiciary Committee, respectfully recommending that at Monday's hearing, counsel for Professor Ford be allocated time to question Judge Kavanaugh, and counsel for the judge be granted equal time to question Professor Ford, followed by questions from senators. And Brian Fallon says, and he used to work for Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer, he said, this is nuts. This is the kind of idea that almost certainly came directly from McConnell, and Collins is letting herself be the one to float it.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so she wanted the lawyers to be the questioners first, and then have follow-up questions by the senators.
Because a lot of people are saying, take the questioning out of the hands of senators, get, you know, an outside party, maybe the lawyers, to do the questioning, you know, on topic, so that it'll do away with some of the showboating they were accusing Democrats of doing.
Yeah, well, that, you know, we have lawyers, and I'm coming up with that too. We have lawyers who can do that, who are going to be questioning. Joan McCarter,
yes,
is quote tweeting Chad Pergram, who is he covers Congress for Fox,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so Chad says, Murray on why Ford's counsel not replying to the committee. It was a woman who was reticent to come forward. He announced a hearing. She should have been asked if she would be available that day. And then Joan McCarter from Daily Kos said, again, Grassley scheduled this hearing without consulting Dr. Ford. And the GOP immediately started in on the, she said she wanted to appear, why won't she appear narrative, to preemptively smear her. And Jeff Flake and Senator Collins are piling on in on the game.
I don't know what the holdup is, apparently, because what I had heard over the weekend was that they were both going to testify on Monday. Then this morning I heard that she had not yet agreed to testify. So I guess
Right. They're
waiting on hearing from her.
Right.
But there's a lot of worry on the behalf of the Republicans that they're going to treat her the way that their colleagues treated Anita Hill some 20 some odd years ago. And
Right. And
it was a disaster for the Republicans. It spurred the year of the woman afterwards. That was when Dianne Feinstein and Patty Murray and a bunch of others were swept into office, because people were so outraged at how Anita Hill was treated by these senators.
Right. Well, I wonder if I don't know, but I wonder if Kavanaugh will withdraw before Monday.
Don't know. You know, what I want to know is, how did they know that this was going to come up? And the reason that I say they knew it was going to come up was because they had that letter ready to go with 65 of Kavanaugh's high school classmates, women who all vouched for his character. I'm sorry.
Well, not classmates. They were at a different school.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Someone at a different school, because his was an all boys school, and they, I guess,
Right. Had
events with this girls school.
Yeah.
And so 65 women signed this letter that they had at the ready to go. So the minute this came out, they were ready to go with it. So how did they know that he was going to be accused by somebody of, you know, a sexual assault back in his high school days?
Right. I know. That's suspect, to say the least.
Yep.
Aaron Blake of The Washington Post says, a big Kavanaugh walk back that lots, including me, missed last night. Hatch's office now says Kavanaugh didn't deny being at the party, just denied being at a, quote, party like the one she describes.
I see. Sure.
I see. Got
right.
it.
Uh-huh.
Our friend, LOL GOP, he quotes Chad Pergram saying, McConnell on only calling Ford and Kavanaugh and no other witnesses, I think that gives her ample opportunity. And LOL GOP says, ample opportunity to ignore the third person who was in the room.
Wait, say that again?
In other words, that kid judge, whose
right.
last name is Judge, wasn't invited. So McConnell is saying just calling the two of them, Ford and Kavanaugh, gives her ample opportunity. And LOL GOP is saying ample opportunity to ignore that third person who was in the room.
Uh-huh.
In other words, he's not there to be questioned.
Right.
So it's not giving her ample opportunity at all because he could either back her up or I don't know what, you know, who knows what he would say, if anything. But he should be invited.
Yes. Yes, he should.
Again, Chad Pergram, he was a busy, busy boy. He said, Hirono on Ford. The White House is victimizing this person. She has no obligation to appear at a smearing. I want to say to the men of this country, shut up and just step up and do the right thing.
Okay.
She's right. That's Hirono.
She is right.
Yeah. This was from the presser today?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Mark Knoller tweet. President Duda from Poland said, again urged the U.S. to establish a permanent base of American military personnel in Poland. Says he'd call the base Fort Trump.
Oh, my God.
Said it would serve as a guarantor of Polish security against possible Russian aggression. Fort Trump. I call it Fort Mushroom, but that's another story. But Fort Trump.
Okay.
That makes me so sick.
Yes.
I can't even begin to tell you.
I hear you. I'm sickened with you.
Ugh. Okay, here's a little run from Daniel Dale from the Toronto Star.
Okay.
He's so terrific. He said, there it is, Trump on Kavanaugh, quote, I feel so badly for him that he's going through this. I feel so badly for him. More. Hopefully the woman will come forward, state her case. He will state his case. He notes that her accusation is from 36 years ago. And then he goes on, honestly, I feel terrible for him, for his wife, and for his beautiful young daughters.
Oh,
I feel terribly for them. And then he says, this is not a man that deserves this. Trump gave a second question to Fox, by the way.
Of course he did. So he gave the questions to One America News and Fox. That One America News is another new right-wing Fox kind of clone-type news channel.
Right. And he said, somebody said that it makes Fox look like, you know, a tough questioner. Just so you know, what came up after that, he talked about China's stock market. He lied about it. And he talked about Canada. He lied about it. And lied about it, what he said was a $500 billion trade deficit with China, which was a lie. So that's what they talked about after Kavanaugh, just so you know.
Okay.
I could read you the tweets, but, you know,
yeah,
lies.
That's right. Yep.
Brian Karam,
who, by the way, will be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, well, good. He is doing it. He never answered my tweet.
Well,
so.
He had already answered me. We had it. We had it done.
Oh, good. This was back last week, though.
He's for the Sentinel newspapers. He's the White House correspondent and for Playboy magazine. So, yes. So we've got a lot to talk about because he's stood out in a number of White House press briefings that I've, you know, had the occasion to see live. I just have some questions. He seems like a straight shooter. So, you know, he's not coming on to promote a book or anything. It's just I asked him to come on the show, so I'll just pick his brain.
Oh, good. Great. I want to hear that one. So he said, POTUS says Dems are lousy on policy and lousy politicians who only obstruct and resist.
Oh, God.
And then somebody answered him and said, McConnell is a Dem. Lawrence O'Donnell said, Trump just established the standard of proof for Kavanaugh. Quote, there shouldn't be a doubt, unquote. So senators should vote for against Kavanaugh if they have any doubt about his testimony.
Senators should vote against Kavanaugh, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. Vote against Kavanaugh.
Yes, they should.
Did I say yes if they have any doubt?
Yep, works for me.
Kyle Griffin just said this just before we came on. Oh no, this was from this morning, but I guess it was just retweeted. Chris Coons said on CNN that he might cede his time at Monday's hearing to Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar because of their prosecutorial experience. Quote, we've got members of the committee who are far more experienced than I am in these matters. And that's what I was telling you, that despite not calling in counsel, they will have lawyers who will grill him. So
they should just give all the questions to Kamala Harris because she is the prosecutor of note on that panel. Her question is great.
Yeah, it really is. And she sticks to it. She doesn't get at all sidetracked. And it's funny because I was reading some tweets that were saying, well, you know, she was like really unfair to whoever, I guess it was Kavanaugh. Yeah, it was Kavanaugh when she was grilling him. You know, she went at him. This was in the LA Times letters, I think. And, you know, she kept going at him and going at him and wouldn't, I don't know, criticizing how tough she was on him. And I'm thinking, you know, men did that too.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you picking on her? Men did that too. And yes, they should do that. So screw everybody. Uh-huh. All right. Those were from today.
Okay.
These were from yesterday. And again, it was almost all about Kavanaugh, but there were some other things. Renato Mariotti, now a CNN legal analyst, said, this is interesting. Why did Kavanaugh hire an attorney? Presumably the statute of limitations on the assault has passed. Is he concerned about exposure for lying to Congress?
And he should be, because we know from Lisa Graves appearing on this show and all over TV over the past week, she's been everywhere, that Kavanaugh lied numerous times under oath.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They have emails to prove it. Daniel Lipman of Politico, and now this has, I've seen this sort of corrected, and I wasn't clear on what the correction was,
mm-hmm.
but he and his buddy at Politico said, he said, I called many of Kavanaugh's 65 female high school acquaintances who signed a letter supporting him. Excuse me. After his accuser came out on Sunday, only two said they still stood
wow.
by him, but more than two dozen didn't respond, and two declined to comment. And then John Amason, just a follower, replied, so roughly 37 have backed off the letter and 26 aren't talking yet.
Yeah.
Somebody said that the count of two and that, you know, the ones that weren't responding, there was actually more than that, that they did back him. And I don't know. It was very unclear from one of the tweets I read. So I won't stand by the two number, but
I just, you know, look, I'm a couple of years old. I'm like 5 years older than Kavanaugh. I'm 50.
Yeah.
I'm 58. Oh my God. I'm almost 59. Anyway, I graduated high school in 77. So I was a few years ahead of Kavanaugh. I couldn't name 65 people that I went to high school with.
Nor could I.
And I live now. I'm back in South Florida where I went to high school. I see these people on Facebook and stuff. I still couldn't tell you the names of 65 people in a big high school that I went to. This whole letter is just bullshit.
Well, there's something else. The letter is irrelevant. And the reason it's irrelevant is because, and I'm going to base this on my own experience. I did put this out on Twitter, so uh-huh. it's not breaking news.
Yeah.
But my dad was abusive,
yeah.
and he was a really, really well-respected doctor. And everyone in L.A. knew him.
Mm-hmm.
They all thought he was the nicest guy, really was good at his job. I'll give him that. But he was abusive.
Mm-hmm.
He was abusive both physically and emotionally, and nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Wow.
So he could have 100 people sign a letter, and it would be meaningless because I knew. I lived
right.
with him.
Right.
I knew.
Right. And by the way, you know, there, as someone just in the chat room pointed out, there was also a letter from Dr. Ford's high school champions, for lack of a better word, people who support her. And,
right. 100 people, as
right.
I recall.
That's right.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter, though.
Nope.
Those letters mean nothing. It
nope.
means those people liked them.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, boy. Adam Best, a film producer, said Susan Collins didn't ask for Al Franken and his accusers to testify. She pushed him out of the Senate. It wasn't even a year ago. She should also push Kavanaugh out. Anything less than that is a partisan flip-flop.
Yep. I agree.
Bada-bing.
The hypocrisy about Al Franken gets me more and more angry each day. He had an op-ed in USA Today last week. I love that he's sort of, you know, he's testing the waters again. He's gradually,
yeah.
slowly coming out of seclusion. And I hope he reenters the arena. I hope he runs for office again and beats the crap out of anyone who runs against him.
Yeah, I do too. He was fantastic when he would question people in hearings. I didn't always agree with him. He
yep.
was he's a little more centrist than I am. But
yeah, me too.
I really liked him.
Yep.
So, K-File said, Mike Bloomberg is thinking of running for president as a Democrat. In an interview with the New York Times, he defended stop and frisk, attacked
mm-hmm.
Democratic attacks on big business, and appears to defend Charlie
Oy.
Rose. And then my buddy Chris in Paris said, no way this fails to win over Democrats who are fed up with all of those.
Okay.
Why would I... Hasn't he tried to run like thousands of times already? I mean, twice. I don't
no.
know. But no.
No, he served 3 terms as mayor of New York, but he hasn't tried to run for president. He's floated the idea, but he's never done it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Because
yeah,
I keep hearing, you know, I keep thinking Bloomberg, is he going to run? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, for some reason, thought he did. But you're right. It's
yep.
just he's been floating it a lot
yep.
over the years. Anna Navarro said, and thank you, everybody in chat, for saying, you know, supporting what I just said about my dad and telling me your own stories, it is very common that somebody who's very well respected is abusive at home and nobody knows it. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anna Navarro said, every GOP senator should ask themselves, one, if Merrick Garland had been accused of committing sexual assault 35 years ago, what would I have done? Two, if it was my wife, sister, or daughter making this accusation, what would I do? Some things shouldn't be about partisanship. And then our pal Empty Wheel replied, well, except Garland doesn't have, one, a history of attempting to thwart teenagers the ability to terminate an unwanted pregnancy, and two, an inability to explain whether birth control equates to abortion.
Well, there's that. Yes.
Yes, there's that. Michael Cohen from the Boston Globe.
A different Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen. Yeah. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. He said, delaying the Kavanaugh votes and having Ford testify increases the chance that the nomination will be scuttled. That key Republicans are endorsing both should tell us something.
Now, here's the thing. You know, Tripp in the chat room has been talking about that Kavanaugh is, you know, one of the more moderate potential justices on that list of 25 names. That may be, but Kavanaugh is also the one who has written explicitly about presidential powers and you know, subpoena and indictment and all that stuff. So, you know, there's all of that. And I just completely lost where I was going to go with this. So, I don't even know what I was going to say. I don't know. It'll come back to me when I'm not thinking
okay,
about it.
Okay, if it does, let me know. I had something I was going to say, too, and it went right out of my head when you said yours went out of your head.
I hate it.
Wait, tell me what you just, do you even remember what you just said? I don't.
No, about, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Oh my God. I should never run for president. Wolf Blitzer.
I'd be in trouble at a hearing because I often don't remember. I don't recall. I don't know what I said 5 minutes ago. I don't know.
Well, when I'm on the show or even just in life, I often am two jumps ahead of myself when I'm talking. And so I'm sort of thinking of what I want to go into in the conversation, and then I forget what I just said or what somebody else just said, which is a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. But I do listen, but then I forget very quickly. I really wish you remember because I did have something to say about that too.
Well, it had to do with the Kavanaugh's line about that birth control causes abortions.
It was about letting Trump skate. That is why Trump chose him, is because he would let Trump skate. He wouldn't let him be. He would vote against allowing an indictment of a sitting president. Mm-hmm. And so that's why he's pushing so hard for him. And I would think that the other Republicans are doing the same, because if Trump gets in trouble, the party is just that's it for I don't know how long. You know, the election definitely.
Yeah.
So they're all pushing really hard so that Trump, you know, will stay safe.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that if Kavanaugh does pull out, and there are a lot of people pointing to that as a possibility.
Pull out is an interesting choice of words, but yes.
They're not going to have time to get another candidate vetted and through hearings and everything before the election.
Right. And then they have a lame duck.
And who knows if Democrats win control of the Senate and they attempt to push through Kavanaugh in a lame duck session, things can get really, really ugly. I mean, that's when we would take to the streets, or we should. We should not let this nomination go through.
Unfortunately, I don't see a way we can win the Senate. As much as I am not a Kornacki fan, he did break down how things are going. It would take so much, mm-hmm. so much for us to win the Senate. We could do it. I'm not saying we can't.
But remember how much it was going to take in order for Trump to win the Electoral College. He'd have to win this and this and this and this. And you know what? He did.
You're right. You're absolutely right. No, I'm just not an optimist about it. That's all. I think it's possible, but and I don't have ADD linear Bob, who says that people with ADD run two jumps ahead all the time. I don't, but that is interesting. Okay, so where did I leave off? Wolf Blitzer. Oh no, I'm sorry. We did the Michael Cohen one, right? Yeah. Jenny Jardin from Boing Boing. She said, "Poor Kavanaugh. How will he ever explain all of this to the girls' basketball team?" Daddy, what was all that about you in high school, Daddy?
Well, I didn't get the part about where you shut her mouth while the music was playing. Why would you do that, Daddy? Really?
Shut up and dribble. Shut up and dribble. Shut up and dribble.
Wolf Blitzer said at the start of this New Work Week, it's important to remember that these five men used to work for Trump, but now these five men that I'm going to tell you, but now for all practical purposes, work for Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and the five men are Manafort, Gates, Flynn, Papadopoulos, and Cohen.
Yay!
And empty real quick.
Wrong button.
I wondered why you did that.
Slip of the finger.
Oh my God, this show is crazy. It's like our drunk show.
Yes, oh my God. Just punch drunk.
Empty Wheel said, also Mueller, actually Treasury, can start taking ownership of a condo within Trump Tower thanks to Manafort's forfeiture.
That's right, because his apartment in Trump Tower was one of the things that he forfeited. I just started reading. I'm reading Bob Woodward's book. I broke down and bought the Kindle version of it. So I'm getting into it. And it talks about a lot during the campaign. And when Bannon was coming in, and he was summoned up to Manafort's apartment, and he's thinking, ooh, when I take over for Manafort, maybe I get this cool Trump Tower apartment too. Not realizing that that was actually Manafort's apartment. It didn't come with the job. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Patricia Arquette, referring to Ken Starr, said, the guy who prosecuted a blowjob defends Kavanaugh.
Yep. There you go.
Just a quickie there.
And Ken Starr has been popping up all over the TV lately.
Oh, because he has
a book. Get him off
the
television. I'm sorry. Get him off of there.
He's selling, so.
Yeah.
NBC reporter Leanne Caldwell said, Orrin Hatch just spoke to Kavanaugh, and Kavanaugh denies being at the party in question per a Hatch aide. Hatch told me Kavanaugh is, quote, honest and straightforward, and said after talking to Kavanaugh, the woman might be mixed up. And that just got under my skin. My answer to that was women folk are just so daffy and confused and should allow men to attack them, carry their babies, and bring them drinks. I mean, he's never even met the woman. He doesn't know if she's mixed up. He doesn't know anything about her. She's also a doctor.
Yep.
She's also very bright. She's also very rational, at least from what we know of her.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to say she's mixed up without having ever questioned her?
It's sickening. Orrin Hatch, well, he will be retiring. At least he's not running for re-election. So we thankfully lose him at the end of the year.
God, good riddance. Yes. Laura Rosen, foreign policy reporter, added, is Hatch the one who vouched for Rob Porter? Kind of seems a pattern for Hatch to not believe the women.
Yep.
Josh Greenman of the New York Daily News, I'm moving along because I realize what time it is.
Yeah, we're good.
Would we be talking about this differently if Kavanaugh had actually been formally charged as a teenager and had done time in juvie for assault and still maintained his innocence? And our buddy KGroX said, yeah, why didn't this happen? Why didn't Christine Blasey report to the police that she had been sexually assaulted by the son of a Montgomery County assistant state's attorney?
I wonder why.
Can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
John Harwood says, so we've reached a strange place where Kavanaugh's defenders argue teenage misbehavior, but Kavanaugh himself is locked into a flat-out denial at risk of bottom-dropping out of his already in-doubt credibility.
Yep. His credibility is in doubt. I'm surprised that not more is being made out of the lies that he was caught in during, those 2 days of testimony.
Yeah. No, that was just not given enough oomph.
Nope.
They tried and tried and, oh boy, because the Republicans are in charge,
Yep.
I
know.
NBC, Judge Kavanaugh is saying he was not at the party in question, a White House official says. And then Paul McLeod of BuzzFeed said, wait, how does he know which party is the party in question if he wasn't there and it never happened?
Yes.
Well, maybe he was blacked out enough where he couldn't. He couldn't remember. Everything he said about the party, and now that he's backtracking a little bit, he's a liar. He's just a liar. Bad liar.
That is.
Yes. Resister Hood said, Kavanaugh couldn't remember if he talked to lawyers at Kasowitz's firm. And then she quotes him saying, Kasowitz?
Yeah, that was the most disingenuous moment in that whole sham of a hearing.
Yeah, it was utter bullshit.
Like he didn't know the name Kasowitz.
Right. Anyway, he couldn't remember if he had talked to lawyers there about Mueller in recent months, but we're supposed to buy that he clearly remembers not attending a specific party 35 years ago whose host and location were not provided by Dr. Ford. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Okie dokie. Yes. Mm-hmm. LOL GOP. In summation, we're supposed to believe a president who lies 15 times a day about anything from crowd size to conspiracy against the United States, and a guy who spent a week misleading the U.S. Senate to get his dream job over a woman who is risking everything for no possible gain.
Interesting, I mean, how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The two sexual assaulters are propping each other up.
That's right.
NYC Southpaw, he says, oh, that unspecified party in an unspecified location in the area I went to high school on an unspecified date? I am very confident I wasn't there.
Right. I wasn't there either.
I wasn't either.
Yeah.
And I know 65 people who would support me.
Yeah, me too.
President Mushroom. Mm-hmm. Melissa McEwen of Shakespeare.com, she said, Trump is talking about Kavanaugh and calls him somebody very special, and then starts laying into Dianne Feinstein, and now I am done listening to this shit wheel.
Yep.
Go, Melissa. Chris Strom of Bloomberg says, FBI could investigate Kavanaugh allegation, but White House isn't asking the Bureau to do so. He needs to make that request. That's what I was saying before. If he doesn't, they won't investigate unless they do it on their own.
He only wants the FBI to investigate his political rivals. That's
right.
All. That's what Trump wants the FBI and the Department of Justice to do, his personal bidding.
Right. He thinks they belong to him. He thinks he's king.
Yep.
Zeke Miller tweeted a letter from the women that Kavanaugh dated vouching for him. And I said, you know, they weren't there. None of the women he didn't assault were
there. Right.
And then Will Donnelly, a follower, said, every rapist knows women they didn't rape. Every murderer knows people they didn't murder. Mm-hmm. Every thief knows people they didn't steal from.
Wow. That's pretty profound.
It is. I mean, just think about it.
I know.
This is unbelievable. This is from John Harwood. McConnell complains that Democrats aren't following, quote, standard bipartisan process and regular order on Kavanaugh's nom.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I know.
The hypocrisy, yeah, it just makes my brain hurt.
It's horrible. It's just
Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland. Hashtag. Manu Raju
Garland
from CNN said Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn throws cold water on a public hearing for Brett Kavanaugh. Well, this, you know what? I'm going to skip this one because we're running out of time and it's old. You know,
okay.
It doesn't apply anymore. Madison Anderson, a production designer, said getting 65 women to say nice things is the congressional equivalent of turning up the music to cover up her screams.
Ooh.
That was a good one. I don't know her. I should have followed her. Anyway, Daniel Dale. This afternoon, in chronological order, president stands by Supreme Court nominee accused of crime.
Mm-hmm.
Special counsel announces former national security advisor to be sentenced for crime.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, investigation of FEMA chief referred to prosecutors to assess possible crimes.
Isn't that amazing how those things happen?
Wowie.
Yeah.
Josh Marshall, again, of Talking Points Memo, says, how can Kavanaugh deny being at the party where there's very few specifics about which party it even was?
Yeah, that seems to be the $64,000 question these days.
Mm-hmm. And Josh Orton, who worked for Feingold and on the Senate Judiciary, said, let's be clear. If Grassley had the votes to advance Kavanaugh on Thursday, he would have held a vote on Thursday, but he doesn't. And for the moment, neither does McConnell.
That is very true. Yep.
And finally, the last one I've got, phew, got through these, I can't believe it. LOL GOP said, Republicans, quote, teen boys are just going to sexually assault girls. That's just what they do. Also, Republicans, let's make sure no teenager ever gets sex education or birth control.
Well, of course, because that would be counterproductive.
And those are my tweets of the day.
And there's lots more there because there's, you know, obviously this Kavanaugh story is going to dominate the news for the next while because he is the Supreme Court nominee. And there was supposed to be a vote this Thursday, which now they're not going to be able to have because there's going to be a hearing on Monday, which right now we know Kavanaugh will testify at. We don't know about Dr. Ford. Or anybody else for that matter. This is all still to be determined.
Right. Well, we'll find out and get out the popcorn.
Yeah. Now, you know, there's one positive thing to me not doing a show on Mondays is actually Monday I'm going to be able to sit in front of the TV and watch this whole damn thing. pertinent audio that we can talk about next Tuesday.
Unfortunately, I spend all day Monday preparing for this show, so I'll be watching it through all that. So I'll get tweets.
It'll be an eventful week, I'm sure, because you never know what's going to happen in this day and age.
Every hour is an eventful hour.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
With that, we are done. We're out of time for a Tuesday. Gotta Laugh. You find her on the Twitters at Gotta, GOTTALAFF. And here, of course, every Tuesday with me and at Laffy's Place at NicoleSandler.com. At Laffy'sPlace.com. I think I got it all. All right, Laffy, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Okie dokie, I'll talk to you later.